Sir Elton John performs on the White House South Lawn tonight. The 75-year-old singer is taking a break from his farewell tour to headline a special event honoring teachers, students, and frontline workers. The show may come as a thumb in the eye for one big Elton John fan, former President Donald Trump. NPR's Eric McDaniel has more.
It really has been a long, long time. Elton John hasn't performed at the White House since a 1998 state dinner hosted by President Bill Clinton.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
President Biden dubbed tonight's event, paid for by the History Channel and A&E Networks, a night when hope and history rhyme. The name comes from a poem by a fellow Irish Catholic.
It's the great Irish poet Seamus Heaney once wrote, "Once in a lifetime, a long-for tidal wave of justice can rise up. And hope and history rhyme."
It's a line that Biden comes back to over and over again.
That we can help make hope and history rhyme once more.
A chance to make hope and history rhyme.
The power to make hope and history rhyme.
He says that the line and tonight's performance are about healing and unifying. Though, I guess you could call it the blues for former President Donald Trump, who loves Elton John's music. Here's Trump at a 2016 rally.
You know, last night we were in Baton Rouge. We broke a record held for many years by Elton John, my friend Elton John.
He used the title of one of the singer's biggest hits, Rocket Man, as a nickname for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. And the classic Tiny Dancer was a staple at Trump's rallies. When Trump learned that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had died, the song is booming in the background.
She just died? Wow. I didn't know that. I just, you're telling me now for the first time. She led an amazing life.
What else can you say? Trump hasn't commented on tonight's performance, but it could be a sore subject. Elton John performed at Trump's third wedding, but later declined to play his presidential inauguration. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, The White House.